wrapping up the weekend in footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's Recovery Session. Never miss a moment on KO Sports with all your faves, including AFL, NRL, F1, NBA playoffs, and so much more. New to KO? Start your free trial today.
Where are you going to start today?
I want to start with three big winners out of round nine. I'm still yet to work out what the best order of merit and how it goes to, but the three teams I'm referring to are Gold Coast, who I think have had the best fortnight, arguably. It is arguably because they had a very good, well, they've had a good 2014 season for a period when Gary Ablett was still there, but beating Sydney in round eight, followed up by Fremantle in round nine, it does qualify to be part of that conversation. And they've their numbers, Jim, leading into these 2 weeks of good football, were okay. They just hadn't had the wins to it. But look, at least they've now got confidence, I think, anyway, to back up what they're seeing on the stats with part of that, the win.
And it's always been, even when they've been a rubbish side, it's a tough road trip. It's a tough place to play Metricon.
It is.
And especially when it thumps down with rain.
Which it did halfway through the second quarter.
And they play the ground really well. So that's the first pillar for them for me.
Yeah.
If they can make that a fortress,
yep,
then try and pinch a few away, it's how they develop. So I agree, good win.
There's been some names, Bill, that have always been good at that footy club. Tuke Miller and Witts into that category. Yeah. Swallow's been a great leader of that club. And look, he probably hasn't got the kudos he does deserve. And I reckon Collins fits into that, Bill, too. Sam Collins, the best and fairest winner of 2020. Played well again last year, is holding that back line together. Rory Thompson's come back in, Jim, after 4 years out with two knee recos. Marvia Child, to think that Marvia Child and Levi Casbolt have now kicked 39 goals between them for the year, you know, to stack up really well with the good 1-2.
39 goals.
Yeah, 20 and 19. Oh. Yeah, 20 for Casbolt, 19 for Marvia. And they're filling the void that was created, unfortunately, by Ben King going down. So if he was around, I mean, the 4-5 scoreline could easily be a whole lot better.
Isaac Rankin seemed to work harder and tackle and things like that. So someone's got to him finally.
He needed to, didn't he?
He did.
And look, again, the club actually defended him and they kept playing him despite what some people were saying should happen. And look, hopefully they're going to be rewarded, and hopefully he's going to be rewarded too for the toil that he's clearly put in, because he was good yesterday. Carlton, 7-2. I mean, when you get to this stage of any season, regardless of who you are, you've established yourself as a bona fide, you know, top four chance, and they are that. They are that because they're doing it, wading through adversity. Look, even Charlie Curnow hadn't had much to do until three-quarter time yesterday, then took two big marks, two goals. It's all he needed to do yesterday. Yep. That's the way they're playing. That was without Harry Mackay being part of the team, Bill. Jack Silvani kicked two really nice goals. And again, another important gun. Sam Walsh is clearly now recovered from that syndesmosis that he missed some footy with, but was rushed back from, I think, prematurely. But he got through those games. He's back to his good.
Kennedy and Hewitt
was back in the team and played really, really well. They haven't really got a ruckman of you know, big name, sort of chance. But they're getting the job done, because Witts was... Bruce was good yesterday, but 7-2. St Kilda got themselves a 6-3, so they lost to Port Adelaide 2 weeks ago, and Melbourne. You were actually quite defensive of what they did against Melbourne, Jim.
I tried to tell both of you, mainly Fat, that in the second half against Melbourne, they were bloody good, St Kilda.
They still lost by seven goals, Jim.
They were seven goals down at halftime.
Yeah.
It was the second hour of that game where there were plenty of, I thought, really good signs.
Revisit it after you raised it.
Then they turned Fat's mob over.
They did
so
not.
So sucked in.
Geelong should have been in front by four or five goals at halftime.
That's the problem. They don't seize opportunities. And then when the third quarter came around and they kicked seven goals, they took it. It was courageous, wasn't it? Because Jack Steele, I mean, when you saw him tackled by Colin Jasny and he just got up and then took himself off the grid, you knew that his nature is not to do that. Yeah. So you knew it was serious, and it was serious enough for him to now miss 8 weeks, but played the game out, played his role. I mean, you guys know my views on Paddy Ryder, even at 34 and in his 17th season, just somehow getting better, I think.
But so they didn't beat Geelong. I was looking at the thing here.
Did they win? Who won?
It was 90 to 80, St Kilda by 10 points.
What was a free kick?
What were the
Paddy Ryder was outstanding.
They're going all right.
No, he was. Just back on the Blues too, just for those who haven't caught up with it, the injury to Zach Williams, it has been diagnosed now as a high-grade calf, which is better than what it could have been and what it was feared to be, that being an Achilles. Now, a high-grade calf is probably going to take him out to the eve of the finals, but at least there's hope that he could be seen again in 2022, because an Achilles would have taken him out for 12 months.
Exactly, that would have been done.
19 all, the free kick. by the way. So, yeah.
They obviously had a look at him at half time, didn't they?
It's where they got him, wasn't it, Bill? It's where they got him at stage of the game. Sydney, too, I do like what they're doing this year. It was only against Essendon, and we'll touch on Essendon in the negative sections. But again, Franklin, I think, had one of his better games, despite only kicking the two goals.
Jeez, he looks good.
He missed a heap, but wasn't he lively?
Doesn't he look good?
And Bill, I thought he was really conscious of bringing others into the game from the very outset. And I'm not saying he never has been that way, but to me, he went out of his way to do that.
So I wonder if Johnny Horse Longmire's had a chat to him, or someone has, because you're right. He's not going for the long pings and kicking long points. And his field kicking is up there with Tomahawk, and there's another big forward that kicks beautiful.
Taylor Walker.
Their field kicking is absolutely magnificent.
The weighting of
just
balls.
How they weight it, and they use it really, really well.
A couple other references to Richmond, moving nicely. I know there's still some doubts about how far they can go, but while they keep winning matches, they've got a nice little stretch coming up. Martin now two games back, five goals to his name. Nankervis is going really, really nicely the past fortnight, as well as anyone in the past fortnight. Bolton just keeps taking another step every time he plays. Western Bulldogs, again, it was only against Collingwood. I say that only because they're probably not going to figure in finals, but they needed a win. They got it. They got it through the midfield.
They dominated the midfield.
Yeah, if they get that going, everything sort of sorts itself out at that club, and they have now got it going again, or at least what we saw on round
the
nine.
The votes in that game, by the way, in the Herald Sun, Zach Butters 2, Zach Butters 3, Laddams 2.
In the Bulldogs Pies game.
Bulldogs Pies game. We're talking about Bulldogs Pies.
It's Monday.
Magpies Bulldogs.
What the hell? No, there's something probably wrong with it. We're going to have a little break here, and
he's reading.
What have you got, Herald Sun, from
Ronnie Lerner,
3 years ago?
Ronnie Lerner's vote, right, Tim?
We are just taking a break. More with Damo next.
This is Damo's recovery session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Damien Barrett's in the studio.
Right, where are we headed now, Purple? Are we going down the not-so-good path?
Yeah, we need to. We do on a Monday, don't we? There's two horror shows in the AFL competition this year, aren't there?
Horror shows?
Well, they are, Bill. There's the names of North Melbourne and West Coast. And the horror component to it is the percentages that both these clubs have got. I was looking through the records last night, Jim. So North Melbourne right now is a 1-8 scoreline, but a percentage of 53.7. Now, just to historically compare, Fitzroy in its last season was 49.5. So we're in that bracket. Yep. GWS in its first season, 2012, was 46.2. Even Gold Coast in its first season, 2011, had a higher percentage than North has got right now. Now, I know there's reasons for it, but often percentage, sometimes, Bill, more than the actual win-loss bracket, is a greater indicator of where and how low you have slumped. And North Melbourne is clearly down the very bottom.
West Coast.
Well, West Coast is they're even further. They're on 50. They're on 40. Actually, they're on 49.9 if you want to go to the decimal point. So their last five matches, Melbourne obviously on the weekend did a number, 74 points. Last week, 75 points. The previous week, 109. Round 6, 84, and round 5, 63. So they're just Tesla numbers, aren't they? Yeah. Telephone numbers in terms of what West Coast is doing. And
North again were beaten by 60 points plus.
Yeah.
You know, that's happened, seven of the last eight weeks or something.
West Coast going to come good, aren't they?
Why would you say that?
No, are they getting players? Like, will they get players back or not?
They've had a lot of them back now.
So why are they going so bad still?
I think they were clearly going to trend down regardless of all the COVID that has clearly got them to this absolute depth of
the low. How did they beat Collingwood?
You do wonder that, don't you? You do wonder that. And then if you then look at take away the horror story component to the other two teams, but Essendon is enduring something pretty ordinary. I mean, the fakeness with which they play their footy and can get to a point in round 8 where they had nothing to lose against Hawthorn and wanted to celebrate that as that was a great club moment. But then the next week when they've got everyone available that's on their list at that point in time and just couldn't put up any form of resistance, proper resistance to the Sydney Swans. It's a real problem for this club. Now, given they were 2-6 last year and they're 2-7 this year.
Oh, sorry, I'm talking West Coast now. The injuries, okay. Oscar Allen.
Well, he hasn't been seen all year.
To BC, it says here.
Hasn't been seen.
And then you've got Tom Cole, inactive.
Well, he's not going to change their fortunes, is he?
Nick Nat, 7 weeks.
Yep.
Willie Rioli, 2 BC. Dom Sheed, 3 to 4 weeks. Luke Shuey, 1 to 2 weeks. and Elliot Yeo 2BC.
But so they've had access to those players along the way. Every club gets injuries. We've seen. I mean, Carlton played yesterday without its Coleman middle full forward. So it's just horrible. Just touched on Essendon. And
well, just with that, what did you think about Luke Parker?
I didn't like it, Tim.
So it's pretty demeaning of one of the opposition's key players.
Yep.
And what I heard, I read what Matty Lloyd said. I didn't hear it.
He's strong.
And I'm like, I agree. If that's when you got to fly the flag. That's when you've got to just say, mate, you're not trash talking and publicly humiliating one of our most important people without someone at least letting him know about it.
Yeah.
But no one did.
No one did. Well, he didn't himself, Dylan Shiel, and no one on behalf
of
Dylan
Shiel. Who was it at? Dylan Shiel was
it? That's who was out. Yeah. Yep. Look, let's do it in order. I didn't look again. This is a reflection on what he did, having seen it all weekend. I didn't like the motion that Parker did. Now, that's just my take on that. I don't think it's fitting him, who's an elite player for a dozen seasons in the competition, needs to do that. You can make that point, in other ways where the public doesn't see it. But to your point, and the one that Matty Lloyd made very strongly yesterday on the Sunday Footy Show,
My question is this: and I know it's a different time. But if you'd done that to a West Coast Eagles player when John Worsfold was playing, or if you'd done that to a North Melbourne player when Glenn Archer was playing, just imagine what would happen.
You wouldn't do it for that very reason.
But if you did, you would know about it pretty quickly. So I think Lloydy's point's a good one.
It
talks to, what are you standing for here? How are you allowing that to happen to one of your teammates?
And he just didn't do it once.
No,
it went on for a while.
Yeah. I might have misread what Lloydy was saying, because I then sort of refuted the need to do that, because I was then thinking of what Lloydy did in a famous game 2009 when he didn't play again after he did what he did the Brett Steele. But he wasn't making the point to go and do that.
It was just to fly the flag.
Yeah. Worries for Collingwood and Hawthorn. Both had really good starts of the year, didn't they? Got off to the 2-0 start and then were good in weeks beyond the initial rounds. But we get now, and Hawthorn has now lost six of the past seven, and Collingwood's four wins, five losses. So they're the same scoreline as the Gold Coast Suns, who we're pumping up, but they're just falling away, haven't they? They really have.
Didn't look on the weekend like the Collingwood we saw round one.
That's right. The Giants coach.
Yep.
Who's the front runner?
The front runner, the easier name there, Bill, is Alistair Clarkson.
So because Ross Lyon ruled himself out, Nathan Buckley
ruled
himself.
I heard Ross Lyon do that, and Nathan Buckley did as well.
So they're out.
Well, they say they're out.
All right.
If Dave Matthews rang up Nathan Buckley and said, you don't have to go through any process, we want you to do it, would that change Nathan Buckley's decision to say I'm out? I don't know.
Yeah.
You certainly, as we do in this game, Bill, say that. I mean, we heard Alistair Clarkson 100% say he's going to stay at Hawthorn last year and then 2 days later sought to leave. So we hear what they say publicly and then things can change. But no, I take them at their word for what it's worth, Bill,
so
at this point in time.
So Ross, the boss, is he going to ever coach again? Or is he now getting into that sort of distance from his last gig where it's unlikely?
There comes a time, doesn't there, where you've been out too long without being somehow involved in the game. Now, media doesn't quite cut it with that cut and thrust of footy. So he's probably on the borderline of that time out of the game now.
Just doesn't want to do it? Is that what you're thinking?
I think he was hurt last year.
Yeah,
the full versions of events are yet to be made public, and they probably won't be. But how he was approached to at least be part of the Carlton situation, we're led to believe, said yes. And then there was a subsequent requirement to go through the process, which he had made very clear, I'm not doing. Now, there's always, the truth in the middle of all of those stories. But I think he was a little bit, burnt by the outcome when it came to the crunch.
Incredible record, by the way.
Extraordinary record.
I mean, didn't win a premiership, but everything else, if you look at his win-loss and what he's done to two clubs.
Yeah.
It was enormous.
Are we bussing?
Yeah.
Not it.
Oh, no. Couldn't have any more bussing.
No, we're
just going.
We're consolidating, Bill. We're only just going to have the two big Islanders now. One at North Melbourne.
How many is that?
Well, we had four at one stage, but we've brought that one back from Port Adelaide. We've sorted the problem out over there. The bus is on the way back. Yeah, they're back across the highway. And that one at Tullamarine is already sort of starting to, settle in there as well.
What about Lathlain Park?
Which
the
one?
Home of the West Coast Eagles.
Oh, well, that is just...
You're not even sending one across the Nullarbor.
We did send one across a while ago.
Across
the Nullarbor.
Near Kalgoorlie somewhere.
I forgot about that one. That one's actually there, yeah.
She's not even keeping track of your own bus.
They're lost cause, Jim.
Good to see you, mate.
That was Damo's recovery session. Never miss a moment on KO Sports with all your faves, including AFL, NRL, F1, NBA playoffs, and so much more.